Hello, buddy. Andy here again, down on the beach having a wander. And I'm wandering over rocks and watching the little seabirds and everything playing around, searching around, because the tide's actually going out, so that's the time when all the food's generally available. But what I wanted to talk about, because this particular beach, it's a lovely beach. It's got sand, it's got rocks, it's got a bit of a petrified forest around it, so there's a bit of ancient history here as well. But I'm always fascinated by the sort of the colours and everything of the rocks and all the different types of the rocks that are here. And I was talking to my brother-in-law the other day and showing him some photos that I'd taken down here the other week of parts of the beach that I'd never really seen. And the colours of the rocks, obviously they were like a sandstone and amazing colours. And the ones in front of me now, I've just noticed, because I've never seen these before, have got sort of splashes of red on it, almost as though someone sprinkled blood all over them. But the reason I'm talking about this is because that's been one of those things that's always interested me, sort of earth studies, I suppose, volcanoes and earthquakes and, sort of continental drift plate tectonics and all that sort of stuff. And there's been a couple of programmes on TV recently all about that, sort of the history of rocks or, you know, the history of Britain from a geological point of view. And it's like all of these things, we all walk around mostly with our eyes closed, and that's fair enough. If you don't know what's around you, yes, we all have a sort of a certain inquisitive nature, I suppose, some more than others, obviously. I suppose in some ways people wouldn't come out to places like this if they weren't interested or inspired by them or liked the sort of beauty that's around them. You'd just sit indoors all day or wander around the city, wouldn't you? Or sit in a coffee shop or a pub or something. Fair enough. We can't all be the same, can we? I've always had this interest, and what these people are saying is that, you know, you take certain people, one particular programme, took the presenter out, and this person's getting, this sort of geologist is getting really excited about these particular rocks. And you and I, the sort of the untutored eye, and even the presenter, is probably thinking, yeah, it's a rock, you know. Why are you bringing me all the way up this hillside to show me this one rock when there's rocks all over the place? But it's that ability to read the landscape. It's like anything, it's like any story, any great story, any great history book or whatever, even a great novel. If you can't read it, if you can't read in the first place, you're never actually going to get the whole story, are you? You're never going to get into it and all the intrigue that goes with it. The earth as itself, this beach, tells its own story. I can't read it. I can read bits of it, and I'd like to be able to read more and just think how much there is out there that we don't know about, things that are in front of our eyes in places like this beach or your local hillside or whatever it might be. And just about anywhere, the whole earth, the whole world is built on rocks. One of the great examples they told was of Edinburgh Castle, not a place that I know particularly well, but the castle is actually built into the rock, the hillside, the volcanic rock, because it used to be a big volcano apparently, Edinburgh itself. It is really just built into it. Our whole cities, our buildings are built of ancient rocks, aren't they? So no, you can take this further back. Without the sort of geological process, which is still going on now, we wouldn't have the rocks. We wouldn't have the rocks to look at on this beach, on our hillside, our mountains, or any of the buildings, or the majority of the buildings that are around us. Because, I'll look at the City of London, and you look at some of the buildings there, and they're great monuments. A lot of buildings in our area, well, not necessarily here, but in Britain, are built of Portland stone, etc. Or we've got chalk around here, and we use that type of thing. It's quite amazing. But unless you know how to read that landscape, how to read that story, you're half missing quite a lot. And I, for one, am quite pleased that there are programmes around at least trying to teach us a bit about it. And in layman's terms as well, because that's another thing, isn't it? All these one of the things that we put us off at school most of the time was the way that these things were done. Maybe it's as you get older, you get a bit more inquisitive. And you're doing it because you want to, and not because somebody, your teacher, your parents, or somebody else is telling you that you have to. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. I'll have a look at a few more rocks. Who knows what I might find? Never find the end of the story, though. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.